Out at O'Hare Airport, you've probably already noticed a few things different, changes on the way, more of them. And we wanted to bring in Mary Wisniewski this morning, transportation reporter at the Chicago Tribune, who's been writing about all of this. Mary, good morning. Welcome. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year, Steve.
I think for a lot of folks who've been at the airport recently, they've probably noticed this. The biggest being the people mover hasn't really been running a lot, especially on weekdays. What's happening with the people mover, and what should we take note of here?
Sure. Well, the people mover has been under construction, for the last several months. They've been, it's been down on weekdays, as you said. It's been up on weekends, but now starting January 8th, it's going to be down altogether into the fall. So for a good long time. And the reason is that they're revamping it in order to, they're going to accommodate larger cars on it. They're going to double the capacity. The current capacity is 30,000 people a day. They're going to double that. And it's also going to have a new stop. And where it's going to go is out to this new big multimodal facility, which has rental car areas there and all sorts of, it's an $841 million facility that they built in November. And the people mover stop is going to include there, as well as, currently it goes to economy lots and it goes to all the different terminals. And now it's going to go out to this new facility as well.
Folks have been able to get a sense of how this might impact operations out at O'Hare. What are we looking at here? Is this going to be a major headache for people as it's closed permanently?
It's going to be an increased headache because it's already been a headache because, having it closed weekdays has already taken out most of its service. So what's been happening is that people have had to take shuttle buses instead, and that takes longer, and so people have had to allow for more time. And now that's going to be true on the weekends as well as on the weekdays. I should note that the people mover, they did open, there was some, temporary openings on the weekends and on, very, very busy days. Now it's going to be closed altogether. The airport tells me that, they need to do this because it's an electric service and they need to have people on the tracks and they can't have it open to finish the construction. But you're going to see delays, continued delays, and you're also going to see more traffic at the airport because of all these buses moving around. And so they're really recommending that if you can avoid taking a car to the airport, avoid taking it. Take the Blue Line.
Yeah, that's probably good advice. Mary, give us a sense of the number of people that the people mover moves, the old versus the new.
Well, we're talking about 30,000 for the old capacity and close to double that, 60,000 for the new capacity. If you've ever been on the people mover, that it's pretty crowded. It's pretty, there's a lot of people jammed in there. So there should be an improvement for people once it finally happens, which should be this fall.
Yeah. And so this fall, are we talking somewhere in October, November? Have they put a date on it?
They haven't put a date on it. So when they say this fall, I always tend to think, more later fall than early fall. But who knows? We could get lucky.
People mover, the old one, is 25 years old. It really has, and I don't know, maybe you have a different opinion on it, but it seems like it's held up pretty well over those 25 years.
Yeah, it has. And it's one of those things that kind of give people a thrill if you're a little kid. If you ever take little kids to the airport and you go to Terminal 5, it's kind of a thrill to zip through the airport in one of those in the people mover. It's kind of like a roller coaster.
Yeah, it always reminded me of being in a futuristic movie of some sort.
That's right.
Will it continue to have that sort of feel with the new cars? What will the new system look like?
I would imagine it'd be even more so because the cars are going to be bigger, they're going to be more modern, it's going to be nicer looking, and so it's going to be even more like a zipping through the future to Terminal 5 to wherever you're going in that thing.
Give us a sense, Mary, of the cost of all of this. I know that this multimodal facility that you talked about has a pretty large price tag, but all of this stuff has been in the works for a while, hasn't it?
Right. The total cost for the multimodal facility and for the people mover is $841 million. And this is all part of the modernization program for O'Hare, which includes the new, we're going to have six east-west runways. But this is separate from the cost of the great big O'Hare expansion, which is this $8.5 billion expansion that the city was able to negotiate this year with the airlines. you know, that's going to be the big stuff coming up. This is, you know, this is pre-modernization. Right. This is all part of the, you know, the steps preparing for it.
Yeah, this is the appetizer to that. Remind us again what kinds of things are in store in that bigger project.
Well, this big project is going to be, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened in, you know, since O'Hare turned from Orchard Field to Military Field 73 years ago. Terminal 2 is going to be torn down to make a new global terminal with wider concourses and gates for bigger planes. And this is going to get rid of the problem that people have had with, you know, having to transfer from the international terminal over to domestic terminals. You know, everything will kind of be in one place in this terminal. We'll also see terminals 1, 3, and 5 renovated. We're going to see some new satellite concourses. We're going to see this big new underground pedestrian tunnel. So basically, this is going to add 25% more space for new planes. The concourses at O'Hare are going to be wider. If you've ever been there at a holiday, you know how claustrophobic those narrow concourses can feel. Basically, what's happening is that O'Hare wants to catch up to its rivals. It wants to catch up to L.A. It's going to, all these other big airports are seeing big renovations, and O'Hare is being left behind, and it wants to be the busiest airport again.
Yeah, and
so this is.
Does it have Atlanta in its sights as well? Because we always are competing with Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, we are competing with Atlanta. I mean, one of the things that O'Hare wants to compete on is not only number of planes, but international flights. We've still been high at O'Hare for regional and national flights, but we've fallen behind on international. And this is an area where the city officials really want to catch up. You know, we want to have those planes that are coming from Holland and coming from Dubai and all of those planes, and we want to be able to have room for these great big jets that are coming. So this is going to position O'Hare to compete with all the other airports in the future.
Whenever people are asked what their biggest complaint is about infrastructure, it always seems to come down to airports. We always hear that airports, whether it's here in Chicago or any other big city, always seem to be, hey, something needs to be done to fix up these airports because they just look old and tired. Is that sort of a real feeling? Is that borne out in the facts?
It is, because one of the problems is that a lot of people were renovating their airports, just around the time of when 9/11 changed everything about airports, because we had to, they were designing their airports with pre 9/11 in mind, and they didn't make things big enough for the security, they didn't prepare for all the new things that airports need. Because right now, when you're in an airport, you tend to spend most of your time past security in that area. And so airports now have to be designed with all the amenities past security. And that's something that airports are catching up on. They really had to rethink things after that.
Yeah. I know the airports, the airlines, I should say, are in really close coordination with the city and all these construction crews on this. How big of a deal is it that the economy is doing well and airlines are doing well right now for them to be involved in some of these projects?
Well, the airlines know that they need this. They don't want congested airports. That hurts their bottom line. They want to be able to have all these big new planes in too. And, you know, as you're saying, air travel is doing very well, and so they feel this great need to catch up. So, you know, they were willing to go along with this deal. They were willing to, you know, renegotiate their leases in order to have the fees to pay for these improvements, and not just at O'Hare, at the other airports that we talked about.
Mary, I am. While we have you on the line, I'd be remiss here on this first day back after New Year's. If you have some New Year's resolutions for transportation in Chicago, what will you be writing about this year? I know it's kind of hard to predict, but what are the big issues in transportation?
Well, sure. There's a lot coming up. There's a lot of construction coming up. There's also the question, to go back to the airport, of whether or not the O'Hare Express is going to get built. This is something that Rahm Emanuel really wants. This is the idea of having an underground tunnel from downtown to O'Hare, built by billionaire tech entrepreneur Elon Musk. And there's been a lot of skepticism about this project because you have to build an entirely new subway tunnel underground, and right now there hasn't really been, he hasn't done it before. And so there's a lot of skepticism about whether or not he's going to be able to get this done. He did build a small one out in California, but it was just the size for a single car. And it's not the tunnel that he proposed. So we're waiting to see if that happens, and if so, when it's going to happen.
Are we ever going to see that third airport in Piatone?
That no one's talking about that right now, and it doesn't right now. That I wouldn't bet any money on that going through. The city officials are really concentrating on the improvements at O'Hare and in the improvements at Midway. And there's also been a lot of improvements out at the Gary Airport. There's been a lot of business traffic out there, so you know we've got some busy things going right now. I don't see any ground being broken for Peatone.
Well, Mary, it's great talking with you. Thanks for being on with us this morning to update us about O'Hare, and come back again soon.
Oh, thanks very much, Steve. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Mary Wisniewski, transportation reporter at Chicago Tribune. We're going to link out to her latest story about O'Hare online and in social media and in the posts this morning of the opening bell at WGNRadio.com.